my soul. Send a great revival in my soul. Let the Holy Spirit come and take control. Send a great revival in my soul.
We welcome you to Revival Time with Dr. Jack Treiber, pastor of North Valley Baptist Church and president of Golden State Baptist College. From our studio in the heart of the Silicon Valley, Pastor Treiber joins you today for a special time of revival and encouragement. We pray you'll be blessed as you listen to Revival Time with Dr. Jack Treiber.
Well, hello, good neighbor. It's Thursday today. Are you having a good day? I hope that you are. And I thank God for all of you that you're listening. And I love to hear from you. Revival Time, R-E-V-I-V-A-L-T-I-M-E. All one word, Revival Time at NVBC, stands for NorthValleyBaptistChurch.org. Revival Time, NVBC.org. Write me a note today. I'll write you back. And I'll get it written out, handwritten out, then a secretary type it. So it may take a day before you get it back, but I'll get it back to you. His life for mine. Here's a good song. We'll have the young people sing for us. Thank God that his life, he gave his life freely for me, and he gave his life that I might have eternal life. His life for mine.
His heart was broken, mine was mended. He became sin, now I am clean. The cross he carried bore my burden. The nails that held him set me free. His life for mine.
Truth that God God, not man, God would give his life for my life. I want you to pray for me that I'd live for God a lifetime. You know, I've not finished my journey yet. And I pray that I would live for Christ a lifetime and glorify his name and magnify his name and lift up his name. And I hope that you'll pray for me and pray for one another that each of us would finish our course and finish it with joy. We have one more song and then we're getting our Bible study. Today we find ourselves in 1 John chapter 2. We'll pick it up in verse number 9, 10, 11, chapter 4 again. And so several verses we'll look at here briefly. But let's take care of that. And we'll have the song, God Handled It All. And here's the Glory Bound Quartet singing for us.
Sinful man in need of redemption, hopeless, helpless, sinner lost. But the Alpha and Omega brought the answer to a cross. And that's where one day I found him, sin no longer left a stain. To this day is a holy, perfect land.
God handled it all.
My God fixed it all.
His plan was great. I saw the beginning.
I was looking at him, I saw the Lamb.
I still see the Lamb.
God handled it all. It was and is a perfect plan. He saw me way back yonder in Eden when I needed saving grace. And this heart that loves him dearly, that is what he sees today.
I've found him faithful, think I'll trust him on and on. For his plan will lead his children safely home.
God handled it all.
My God fixed it all.
His plan was
mercy,
great.
Mercy, love, and grace.
And it is mine,
hallelujah, to his lovely, lovely name.
When I saw the beginning,
I was looking at him, I saw the Lamb.
I still see the Lamb.
God handled it all. It was and is a perfect plan.
God handled it
my
all.
My God fixed it all.
His plan was
mercy,
great.
Love, and grace.
And it is
mine, hallelujah, to his lovely, lovely name.
When I saw the beginning,
I was looking at him, I saw the Lamb.
I still see the Lamb.
God handled it all. It was and is a perfect plan.
When I saw the beginning,
I was looking at him, I saw the Lamb.
I still see the Lamb.
God handled it all. It was and is a perfect plan.
God handled it
all. It was and is a perfect plan. God handled it all.
Today I'd like us to take a look at 1 John pardon me, chapter 2 and verse number 9. He that saith he's in the light. People that say, I'm born again, I'm saved, I know the Lord. He that saith he's in the light. I'm a Christian, I'm on my way to heaven. Praise God for that. Well, praise the Lord for that. He that saith he's in light and hateth his brother is in darkness even till now. You know, when you get in the light of the Lord Jesus Christ, you're not going to hate your brother. And you that won't talk to your parents, you won't talk to your brother, you won't talk to your sister, you won't talk to your... Now, they may not talk to you, that's on them. But you ought to be able to love your sister, love your brother. I would try to call your brother on his birthday. I would try to send him a card on his birthday. I'd try to send him and he may not ever open it. He may not respond. But I'd be a good Christian. He that saith he's in the light and hateth his brother is in darkness even unto now. Verse 10, he that loveth his brother is in light, and there's none occasion of stumbling. A lot of our stumbling is the fact that we don't love people like we should. So he says, I want you to love one another. Go to chapter 4, please. chapter 4. And John deals with so many illustrations in the scripture here in the book of 1 John about love. But in verse number 7, beloved Christians, let us love one another, for love is of God. If you say you love God, that ought to be revealed in the fact that you love people. Some of you get so sideways with everybody. Well, he's a shyster. Well, he's a this. Well, he's a that. Well, I don't like him. Well, something's wrong with you. Beloved, let us love one another. Love is of God. Everyone that loveth is born of God and knoweth God. Now, that's very strong language. When you have hatred in your heart and unkindness toward other people, that's not from God. God didn't do that. For he that loveth not knoweth not God. That's very strong language, Brother Jewel. That's very strong. If you don't love your mankind, you don't love God. For God is love. And this was manifest, the love of God toward us, because that God sent his only begotten Son into the world that we believe through him might be saved. Now here's the thing. If you're saved, you're a child of God. And God, not man, not religion, but God, Jesus, died on the cross for your sin. Herein is love. Not that we love God, but that he loved us and sent his Son to be the propitiation of our sin. Beloved, if God so loved us, so ought we to love one another. I don't understand this thing. I do not understand why you cannot love one another. I have people like you do. Every pastor has people leave their church. And they show up and they leave our church and go to another church, you know, non-denominational or a different type of Baptist or whatever. And they leave us. And then sometimes they show up in our gym for a game or whatever. I always go up to them. I try to embrace them in a conversation and talk to them, see how they're doing. Why? I'm concerned for them. They may not come to my church, but they can go to another church. It doesn't make them a non-Christian. And some, they grow their hair long and they purple their hair and they tattoo their bodies up. But if they're, I'm supposed to love them. Verse number 19, chapter 4, verse 19. We love him because he first loved us. If any man say, I love God and hateth his brother, he's a liar. For he that loveth not his brother whom he hath seen, how can he love God whom he hath not seen? Don't tell me you love God that you cannot see. When you won't love your brother, you can't see, is what God's word is saying. So love God. And when you love God, you'll love your brother. And you love your brother, you'll be a happy camper on the pathway of life. Who you have all that in your heart today? Well, get it right. Just get it right. Love your brother, love your sister, love your mother, love your dad, love your mother-in-law. Ooh, that's going a little far. Love your mother-in-law, love your father-in-law, love your pastor, love God's people, love the lost. Father, what a powerful truth from your word today. And help us to love one another, even as Christ hath loved us. God, may we be a loving, kind people, is my prayer. Bless our dear listeners today. God, give them a great day in which they serve thee. Give them a day that glorifies your name and exalts your name and lifts your name, is my prayer. For I ask this prayer in that lovely name of Jesus and for his sake. In Jesus' name, amen.
Thank you for listening to Revival Time with Dr. Jack Treiber, pastor of North Valley Baptist Church and president of Golden State Baptist College in Santa Clara, California. We invite you to join us each weekday. If you enjoy this broadcast, we would love to hear from you. Email us at revivaltime@nvbc.org. That was one word, revivaltime@nvbc.org. For archived broadcast and many other resources, visit our website at nvbc.org. Once again, thank you for joining us today for Revival Time with Dr. Jack Treiber.
Let the Holy Spirit come and take control. Send a great revival in my soul.